Exaggerating. I've been trying to get Jeff to agree to do this for about 3 months. And we've all been like, you know, trying to push him. And if you know Jeff at all, he is not one to be, you know, peer pressured into anything. So we finally convinced him to do it. And the only way we could do it is that if he never had to do an announcement video again for the rest of the year. And not just 2016, but like one full 12-month period. All right, so I hope you enjoyed Jeff, a.k.a. Batman, because he's officially off for the next year. But we got him to do it. And that's awesome. I love that. So thank you, Jeff, for being willing to do that. I want to share a little bit. We started home groups this last week. I hope many of you were able to join that. Our home group met on Friday. We had a huge group. It was a blast. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of little kids. And, you know, just I was thinking about, you know, preparing for it and, you know, all that stuff. And honestly, like, I'm going to let you guys in on a secret. I actually hate hosting. It is not something I enjoy, even in the slightest bit. But when it came down to it, we're like, is it easier to, like, pack our kids up and bring them somewhere that's not really equipped for our little kids, or is it easier just to have them at home? And so we decided, okay, it's easier to do it at home. So as we were, like, prepping our kids, I'm talking about, like, okay, there's a bunch of kids that are going to come over, and you're going to have to share your toys, you know, and, like, let's lock all these rooms. So we went around, we locked all the rooms upstairs, that we didn't want the kids to get into so that everything was safe. And when the parents came over, it was nice because we could just say, all right, kids can go upstairs and, you know, apart from hitting each other, there wasn't really anything they could do to harm themselves. So that was nice. But one thing that really hit me is we're sitting around in this huge mix of people. And I mean, I've been talking about for weeks now this like family environment. Well, we had a family environment. We had a lot of little kids. And there was a lot of just like, you know, kids, they would stay for a little while. Some, you know, wanted to participate and some wanted to run off and play. And we kind of just had that environment. But one thing that stuck out to me a lot was when I asked, you know, what are some prayer requests? That one individual said this, and I loved it, and it's been my prayer kind of since Friday. They said, you know, every one of us are here because we really want to experience authentic community. We want more. And whether we know exactly what that is or how it looks like, you know, we're not really sure. But what we want is to go deeper, you know, and that's really what it's all about. And did we nail it perfectly? Honestly, probably not. There were times where it was kind of distracting, and with that many people, yeah, was it as deep as I wanted it to go? Maybe not, but was it a step in the right direction? Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. It was us committing, saying, "Hey, we're gonna take a step further, and we're gonna try to, you know, come together as a community." And that's what it's about. This season right now, as we step into home groups and talk about authentic community, is that it's about taking a step forward. And are home groups the only way to experience authentic community? Absolutely not. But they are a tool. They are a tool that helps us move that direction. It's a great start. So if you're new here, welcome to Adventure. My name is BJ. And we're in a series called Who Are We? And it's a series where we're taking a look at our culture points, which are basically just a list of values that define how we operate. And we're in week 2 of authentic community. And last week, we looked at the birth of the Christian church in Acts chapter 2, and I shared that passage with you. And out of that, I shared kind of 3 points of an authentic community. An authentic community is one that's on mission together. And remember, this was kind of like a lowercase mission. It means there's movement, right? There's progress being done. They've united together for some greater purpose. I don't know about your guys' home group, but we had the opportunity to talk about kind of some of the ideas that we wanted to do as a group, some ways that we could reach out and impact our community. And so we're still talking around, we're still tossing around ideas, but we're excited to try to find a way to reach out as a community and as a home group. Second was that authentic community celebrates together. You know, there's joy and there's life. In our home group, we're all sitting around. And one of the things that I celebrated after kind of like we were done is that with that many little kids, we didn't have any like big issues. Like there, nobody like bit anybody. Nobody like hit each other, you know. And this, it might not seem like that big of an accomplishment, but we had 13 kids, all 10 or younger, in our home. And we had 4 lightsabers running around, and no one got hit with a lightsaber. Now, just with my boys alone, that's an accomplishment. So there's something to celebrate, even in that. And lastly, an authentic community overcomes together, right? We overcome external challenges and internal challenges. Authentic community is a culture point of adventure, and it's something that we want everyone to be experiencing. And that's why we've been taking a look at home groups, trying to invite everyone to kind of take a step further. But let's take a look at that Acts chapter 2 again. If you have your Bibles, you can open up to Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. And I will have it on the screen, but I'll give a minute for those who want to open it up in their Bibles. All right. It says, they devoted themselves, and this is the early church, right after they responded to the disciples sharing the gospel. It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. So I shared with you those three kind of points, you know, that authentic community is on mission together, that we celebrate together and we overcome together. But there's another important passage, another important part of this, in this passage that shares, honestly, kind of a similarity to kind of where we're at. You notice the two locations that they have in this passage. The two locations are, it says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. As I shared last week, this is basically their church. Every day they came together in the temple courts and they would learn from the disciples, from the apostles' teaching, and they would share. And then the next thing they would do is it says they broke bread in their homes and ate together. And this is essentially the model of home groups, right? And are we meeting every day? No, we're not, but that's okay. The idea is that what we experience here on Sunday, the way that we learn what God is teaching us in the Word, should impact our home, right? And that's the idea, that we don't just come here and we show up on Sunday and we smile and we hug each other and then we walk away and nothing changes. The idea is that as we experience God's Word and as we experience community together, that should impact the way our home environment is. And we should invite others into that and vice versa. What the experience I'm having in my home I should bring that and say, hey, here's what's going on. You know, either positive or negative, and bring that to my community and say, hey, let's talk together. Let's look at truth together and examine this. But this is why basically we're doing home groups. Home groups, just so you know, we had over 116 people sign up for home groups just for the first week. We launched this week, 116 people. That's crazy. That's amazing. That means that 116 of us decided, hey, this is a value we want to step into. And those that haven't, it doesn't mean that that's not where they're at. Many of them are already plugged into groups and growing and active in the community. You know, but that's amazing. That's amazing because what that says to me is that, yeah, as a community here, we value that. We value deep relationship and growing together. And I'm excited about that. But as I said before, home groups don't equal authentic community, but they're a great tool to foster authentic community. And that's what we're trying to do. Because it is possible to go to a home group and feel disconnected. You know, honestly, even after my group, I was like, man, I want to find new and creative ways to go deeper. Because I had a great time and it was a great opportunity to get to know the people that were there and people that I've wanted to spend time with. I was just celebrating. I'm like, yes, like I'm so glad that you're here. But I wanted them all just to stay later. You know, and some did, but I know some had to go to work the next day and put kids to bed, but honestly, like, that's really what I wanted. I wanted to just say, hey, you know what? Don't go home. Just hang out, and let's go deeper. But it is possible to feel disconnected at at a home group. And it comes down to each one of us, if we want to experience authentic community, have to make a decision to push through that. Right? Authentic community comes down to you and me saying, this is something I'm going to commit to. It's something worth fighting for. Because I hope your first home group experience was positive. But even if it wasn't, there is a community that you're part of. And that only if you personally commit to, hey, I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep engaging in this. Will we get there? There's this interesting dynamic, and maybe it's just because I'm the pastor, but I was like saying, I was inviting the group to share. And I was like, hey, what are your thoughts? What are your feedback? And it was just like crickets. And I'm like, man, what's going on here? You know? It's not like the people that were there are all like really quiet people. They're all very social people. So I was like, man, what's going on? And I was, you know, even wrestling in myself. I'm like, man, you know, like home groups, they're a lot of work, aren't they? I mean, if you were there, like if you have kids, home groups are a lot of work, you know, hosting and even leading the group and making the food. And luckily I passed that part off on Garrett. He made the food for our group. But it is a lot of work. And at the end of the day, like I was just praying with Nicole and I was saying, you know, I really want to pray that prayer. I really want to pray that the community that we're fighting for, you know, that we all find that. You know, and that's not just found in a home group. That's not just found in you and me. That's found in you and us being united in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's really what we're wanting. But authentic community is a culture that's built by you and me deciding that it's worth fighting for. And so for those of you that have been, you know, around a while, it may seem easy just to sign up for a group. We have signups in the back. But if you haven't been around a while, it might feel intimidating. So what I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and invite some of the home group leaders up that have been hosting home group leaders. And I just want to ask them a couple questions, give them an opportunity to share. So you guys can come on up. You guys can come up and share. And I want you guys to have an opportunity to get to know them a little bit as I've got to know them. And some of you probably know them pretty well, and that's okay. But they're going to share a little bit about what their experience was. If you want to just grab that mic over there, Stanley. Here we go. Stanley's trying to pass it off. All right, here you go. I'll give this to you, John. All right. Okay, so what I want to do, this is most of our home group leaders, all right? Some are not here, and they will be here later. The prices, we're hosting a home group. But if you haven't heard, they weren't able to host their home group this last week because their first grandson was born, baby Beckham. It's a little Beckham Price. So Andy's son was born. Everybody's healthy. So that's a big celebration. But that's why the prices aren't here. And so what I want to do is ask you guys each, if you want to just share your name and then the day, time, and location of your home group. And we'll just kind of go down and then I'll ask you some more questions from there. So go ahead, Russ, share your name, which I just told everyone, and then day, time, and location of your home group.
What was it? What? Oh, day, time, okay. Yeah. Hi, I'm Russ Madera, and it's my wife, Susan. And the day is Tuesday night at 6:30. And what was it?
Location.
We meet at Star and Jeff Hansen's or our house. And up at mostly Star and Jeff Hansen's. and we're kind of covering the Lake Margaret Mountain View Road community.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Stanley. We meet Friday nights at 6:30 at Jaden Koppel's house. Well, he lives with us, so at our place. Anything else? Daytime? Oh, yeah, my wife, she's not here. She's taking care of three kids right now, Colleen, and she's a great host. So if you haven't signed up and you want to come to ours, we only have about half of the people that signed up so far. No.
Go for it.
Okay. We're John and Yolanda Griffin, and we meet Tuesdays at 6:30. Right now, we're still sort of shuffling around the location. This week will be up at the Sandin's house, which is two blocks up the road. And is that it?
That's yeah.
It? Yeah, there you go.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, you got
one. I'm Kelly Dunn. That's my wife, Christy. And that's my friend, well, kind of, Stanley. And we don't live at his house, but we also participate at his house. So 6:30 on Friday nights.
Yep. Awesome. All right, so starting with the Dunns. So each one of these leaders, the way that we kind of started the first wave of home group leaders is as a group of elders, we spent time praying specifically and asking the Lord, who were the people that he wanted to start the first wave? Now, there are many capable, talented people here at Adventure, but we were really praying about, okay, Lord, who are the people that you want us to invite for kind of the first round? And each one of you were people whose names that came up. But I want to ask you guys, why did you agree to be home group leaders? So we'll start with you guys.
Well, we're relatively new to the church, and we've been trying to figure out where we kind of fit in and where we mesh with the church, and we found this an opportunity to begin that process for us as a family.
Just the idea of looking forward to having families meeting together and getting to know each other at a deeper level, and just knowing that anytime you open up his word, it says it's a sharper than a two-edged sword, and it can go really into our bones and our marrow. And I just think I love seeing little kids being able to hold that sword all the way up to, as Stanley put it, the oldest people in the group, which I think was me. that even us old grandmas, as the youth group kids are even now starting to call me, and I'm not even a grandma, but I could be. I'm just excited to see all ages coming together and going into his word and into each other's lives.
That's awesome. All right, well, I'm going to continue to pick on you Duns. So you
can
guys have
can
now...
Can I interrupt for
what's
a second?
That? No.
Yes, I can. So we have a really small child in our group, probably a year and a half or two almost, and he was just, you know, a busybody as they are, and they're super cute. And the Dunn's daughter, Maddie, was there playing with him, and he always would call her, Mommy, 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 Mommy. So you're a grandma.
All right, so you guys have finished your first week. Tell us a little bit about the first week. You had a huge group over at Stanley's house. Tell us a little bit about that. What was your experience like?
We had a large group. We were expecting a pretty much larger group, but we had some sicknesses and illnesses and people coming home late. But the folks that we did have, it was nice to sit around in the group and share. And there were some fairly open and frank conversation that was good to know. And I think that's what I enjoy with the group is getting to know people more. So it's hard in the 1 hour that we have at church to get to know people, and it's easy to put a facade on. And I'm good at that as well. But to hear truly what's going down in somebody's life and experiences that they're having, and getting to that point of being able to share openly and honestly with one another, I think is what I liked and what I'll continue to look forward to.
Awesome. Anything you want to add?
Sure. I just agree that the fun time we had to start out with playing with the kids, you know, razzing each other, doing all that kind of stuff, and then learning a little bit about some of us that shared. And then it came down to prayer. It was just amazing to watch how the Holy Spirit just right there, it went, you know, deep, and people were open and honest to how they were feeling right there in prayer. And I think you have to celebrate and live together before you can open up together.
Absolutely. Yeah. This kind of plays very similar to your answer, but what are you most excited about looking forward? And you guys shared a little bit. Is there anything more you'd want to add to that?
Just to continue to get to know people, not just for who they are and the person that they present Sunday mornings, but throughout the week.
Awesome. All right, you can pass it to Yolanda. I said pass to Yolanda, so we're good. Okay.
What?
All right, so how about for you guys? What led you guys to agree to join the team?
Well, so when I heard about the home group initiative and just how excited BJ and Jeff were about it and the fact that they'd been praying about it and really felt that God was leading them to that, I said, okay, that's cool. They're being led by God, and we're being led by them, so let's line up behind that. And, you know, that verse in Hebrews kind of popped up, and, you know, the one about get behind your leadership and give and make them be happy with you, you know, the joy, bring them joy. So I said, okay, this is cool. I'm not going to deny that God is moving them in that direction, so let's get behind it, and let's be a part of that, and let's encourage that, and let's make this a joyful thing for the leadership. So that was one of the main reasons that I was excited to get involved.
Awesome. Anything you want to add?
It was our son, really, that sparked the excitement in me, or renewed it. We've been in home groups before at a previous church, and I've seen the benefits firsthand, stretching me to get out of my comfort zone, open up, get to know new people. But when the idea was talked about, our son was the one who really got excited. He's like, cool, I loved home groups before. So he was really, really on board, and I just seen that enthusiasm and realizing we had this opportunity to step in and be at the beginning of it all was exciting.
Very cool. How was your first week?
So first week it was delightful. It was, we had, I don't know, probably 2/3 of the folks that had signed up. Some people had previous commitments on that particular Tuesday. So, but it was great. One of the members said, "Hey, we'll be happy to serve dinner," and that was awesome. So we're not planning to do a full scale dinner every week, but it was absolutely delightful to sit around the table and get to know folks and break bread. And then we moved into the living room, sat down, and be very, very, and we talked through the culture points. So part of the first few meetings were really trying to establish the culture, and this is kind of where we want to go with the groups and how we want to kind of make them go. And so it was important to do that. We had a little bit of time to do some sharing. We really only had time to share one story, but we want to spend the first few times getting to know each other. Yeah. And that was really terrific. And I was actually really excited about how much detail came out in that and how we get to know that particular person much better. And then the prayer requests came forth. And that was also super encouraging because now it's like, okay, great. Now we know this person, we know some joys and some challenges in that life, and we as a team can pray for this person. And we've also decided to put together a little prayer journal and keep track of those things. So
that's awesome.
It went well.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you most excited about?
So yeah. Don't scare anybody off, but I am really looking forward to the opportunity to talk about being convicted and how we're being convicted and repent, frankly. And that, you know, some people, depending on how your background, that may sound oppressive, that may sound like this, well, whatever it is, but I'm really excited about. So Sunday mornings, we hear God's word. What is God's word supposed to do? It's supposed to convict us, right? So what do most of us do with that conviction? We walk out the door and we don't think about it again. But wouldn't it be awesome, and won't it be awesome to have an opportunity to talk about how you might have been convicted by God's word this week and through the sermons and through this thing? And if you don't take these home each week and work through them, please start. They're a wonderful resource, absolutely amazing. So you can get them in the back. But I'm looking forward to going through these things and really talking about how were you convicted this week? And have you been able to repent of that? And if you haven't, that's cool. That's fine. Let's pray for you. Let's work through that with you, because that's going to bring freedom, folks. It's going to bring some real growth, some real freedom. And so I'm excited about that. So there it is.
That's awesome. Anything you want to add, Delanda?
Just the growth. I'm excited to grow with all of you. I'm not the outgoing one in this twosome. get that? So I love the opportunity to get it. I don't really know anyone in our group real well, and I can already just sense the welcome, the encouragement to step out, and so I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to my kids being able to be involved a little more. So far, our son was the only kid, so you all had
all of ours were younger than your son.
Ours was the only teenager, so I'll just put that little plug out there. If anyone hasn't plugged in yet that has teenagers, just you might want to come keep my son.
Awesome.
If you can wait a few years, I have teenagers in about seven.
So Stanley, obviously you were involved in some of the prayer process for the home group leaders, but what led you that direction?
Well, when we talked about it in our elder meetings, I remember you and Jeff came and were really excited, and so I heard about home groups since early spring, and I was so thrilled to start. So it finally is here. Only took us like 6 months to really get this out. But I believe that there's a really good book by a German author. Oh, I have to plug that. He's a theologian. Some of you know him, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, called Life Together. And it's really about, who are we as people when we are doing life together? You know, when you're couples, you will see each other in the best and the worst times. And I'm kind of in a place where I want to see that, with the community. It's like, usually I only see you in your best times. So I want to see you when you're a little down or when you have challenges in your life or when I have challenges in my life. My life is not perfect, but close to. But I really love doing life together. So when we're talking about home groups, it is all about, sharing life, and whatever that means. Going to the pumpkin patch, getting pumpkins all together, having a snowball fight. I don't know, cleaning chickens or whatever we do. I don't know. So, yeah. Well, first we have to.
Yeah. So how was your first week from your perspective?
First week was fantastic. We had a lot of people who couldn't come because of sickness, illnesses. But I'm looking forward to seeing all of them this week, hopefully. We didn't break bread, but we broke pies and other desserts. But I think that counts too. What was really cool to me when we opened it up and we talked about, what do you guys want to do? Because, like you said, it's not just about what the leaders want to do, but what the group wants to do. And do you guys want to just do snacks and desserts, or you want a full blown dinner, or what? And they all wanted to eat together. So I'm like, that's exciting. I think we have William Calderon in our group, who's a fantastic cook. So I'm super excited. He wasn't there, but we signed him up to fixing dinners for us.
Because he wasn't there, you signed him up.
Yes, yeah. And he loves cooking, so why not? But yeah, it's that kind of thing where, come on over, we're having dinner, and then sharing. It was really good time. And it went deep, quick, with prayer requests and sharing stories. So, yeah.
Awesome. Anything else you're excited about?
We are remodeling our basement so that we have more space. I'm really excited to. If you're not plugged in, really take this to heart. Sign up somewhere. What I'm excited about is like diversity in a group. So if we, like you said, you don't have any kids there right now, but just there's a lot of wisdom in older people sharing, younger people sharing. So don't just see it as, I want to hang out with my peer group, with my age group, or whatever it is. But really take it, if you're someone who has to bring something, bring it to the group, and if you have to offer that. So I encourage you to take this to heart.
Awesome. All right, Russ and Susan, you can pass the other mic down. There you go. All right, so if you didn't notice, Russ is up here doing sound while he's up here, so thank you, Russ, for doing that. All right, so for you guys, what led you guys to agree to jump on the home group bandwagon here?
Well, Batman asked us. You know, Batman asked you. No, honestly, it felt like, if I'm too loud, by the way, tell me. It felt like it felt like something that I didn't want to do, and I knew right away this is something that I should do, and I don't want to should on myself, but I felt the nudge. I felt God, because I'm generally introvert, and you know, I have this weird thing where I'm an introvert, but I love to have people over. But only for like an hour and a half, and then then I'm done with you, and I want you to go. I want you to go away. So this works perfect, right? No, but it's.
Doesn't your home group last 2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. About
2 hours. Yeah. I run into the bathroom. It's the missing piece. You know, Sunday worship is fantastic, and. So joyous, we're missing that piece, that loving on each other and growing the kingdom. And, you know, you asked what are we excited about? And I'm excited about loving on you guys and growing. I want it to be, you know, so wonderful that other people will want to come.
Yeah.
And not just us, but everybody. And I'm looking forward to it splintering and growing. And so, yeah. How did it go? You want to talk, or I'll keep talking if you want, or whatever.
Remember, he's really introverted. We have service isn't longer than an hour.
Well,
and a half.
Just for
so
an hour and a half.
We're good.
I got an hour and a half, and then I'm done. Right. So this is my hour and a half. we had a great time Tuesday night. We had about 18 people, something like that. We're up in the Lake Margaret, Mountain View area, and. We had a great time. We had snacks, and we had time to talk about why we're doing this and, you know, present sort of what are these culture points? Who are we trying to be as a community? And then we had real fun sharing, what was it, two truths and one lie about ourselves. So we went around, and you had to guess which one was the lie. And so that was really fun. We learned a lot about each other, and then right into pretty serious prayer. You know, we had good prayer requests, and we were all sort of very moved to pray with each other. And yeah, it was a really good time.
That's awesome. You got to go home.
And yeah, it only lasted 2 hours. So.
How are you, Susan? Anything you want to add?
I think for me, I'm kind of like Russ. We're both tend to be more introverted, but we just love people. So I had been hearing about the home group since I work in the office. I'd been hearing about them for a while, and I was kind of like going, la, 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 because I was not excited. But I started praying about it after Batman asked Russ if we wanted to do this. And I knew, just like John was saying, I needed to get behind our leadership in this. If this is the direction we were going, I needed to get behind it, even though it's not what I wanted to do. So I started praying about it, and I really started thinking, over this last year, I don't know about you, but this last year was really kind of hard. And I struggled a lot with what is church, and I really thought about that a lot over the last year. And I have been to a lot of churches in my life. And it's very easy to just move on to a new church. And what church is to me isn't what I see on Sunday morning. It isn't the incredible preacher, the great music. It isn't all of that. It is all of you, all of us. And that's what's important. If I'm not willing to invest in this, why am I even at that church? And so for me, it was like I had gotten to that point over the last year that why I was here at Adventure and what church was to me was the people. Well, then it was time for me to step up and invest in each of you and in the relationships I had with you guys. Because I see you on Sunday mornings. I see you walking in the door every Sunday. But I almost never get to chat with any of you because I'm always checking on something. And so I don't have relationships with most of you. And I think that's true for all of us. If we only see each other on Sunday mornings, it's very hard to get deep. So even though my initial thought was, oh, please. No. My true response, and God really showed me that this is what church is. The relationships, this time that we have together, this is why he has called us together. And so, yeah.
Awesome.
So I'm excited now.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing. You guys can be seated. And honestly, for me, I have to admit, I am... With so many great home group leaders, it's hard for me to be leading my own group because I want to be attending a lot of your guys' groups.
I'm gonna stage check for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. So, as Nick earlier said, it's the last day of the month or last weekend, last Sunday, and it's October. Robin, thank you. I don't know if you know what October means. It means... I'm closer to my birthday, but it also means past appreciation. So if we can get all the passes up here, that includes you and you. You're already here.
I'm just waiting for like Jeff to appear and be like, I'm Batman.
Well, yeah, so Jeff's not here. If you just keep it quiet, nobody knows what's going on besides Susan and I. So it's past Appreciation Month. Robin reminded me there's so much going on in my head that I forget pretty much everything. So thank you. What that means is we'll take a whole month to appreciate our pastors. We have two days left. So... which means you guys have 2 days left to approach your pastors. You see him here. There's Jeff or Batman or whatever you want to call him.
Can we just make the Batman thing a thing? Can we do that?
Okay. So take him to the side, and either tell them, take him coffee, take him to lunch, dinner, whatever you want to do. But on behalf of the church, thank you. I didn't ask any of you, but I went out and bought some things for them. So sorry if it's not necessarily what you wanted, but I think... But I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. It will be hopefully a nice dinner or a nice date with your beautiful ones, your wives, that is. And... sorry. And then... if they ask you, well, you guys not, but if BJ asks you to sit his kids, then just do it as a thank you.
Two days. It's on.
No, they will do it. So
thank you.
Thank you, BJ. That's Batman. Garrett. And I forgot yours. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So thank you, guys. Just take them out. I appreciate them in the last 2 days of October.
You good? All right. Okay, sounds good. Hopefully getting to know these leaders a little bit helps you guys. If you're not plugged in, I want to encourage you. There's still signups in the back. Our printer was on the fritz, so it's kind of old signups. There's still room, but just pick a group, get plugged in. Like I said, it's not about home groups are the only place to experience authentic community. It's about each one of us taking a step and making a commitment to say, hey, I want to go deeper. I want to build a relationship. And maybe for you, you go to the home group, you build, that is the first step. You make a relationship, and then you say, hey, let's get together and do a Bible study. Or, hey, let's grab coffee and go deeper. Just think of it that way. It's a way to take a first step. So I'm going to invite the worship team up as we close. But just want to share a couple things. As always, we have coffee and donuts available next door after service. We have prayer available after service as well. If you want to come sit in the front row, there's a prayer team that would love to pray for you. And don't forget to grab a quiet time. Each week we build these quiet times. They're part of the bulletin. And as John was sharing, it's a great resource to be able to walk together. You know, we've all been talking about going to home groups. We have here a template to go through to be walking in God's word together and immediately know, hey, this is something I can share, and I know that everybody's on the same page if they've gone through it as well. So let's worship together, and we'll close our service.
Drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. You are good, good. Inside my veins, the echo of my day. Oh, is whole tonight. When the night is whole tonight, God is whole tonight. You are good, good.
Next week.